Hi there, I'm Amy Griffiths and I'm one of the journalists in Manx Radio's newsroom and you're listening to Newscast.
Julie Stokes, Chairman of Manly Cancers.
Derek Peters.
Cameron Wagstaff.
To be honest, this has been in our minds for about 10 to 15 years as somewhere where cancer patients can come and just unload or get proper support and really good, useful information. They're starting to drill again. So, it's really exciting to see it come together. Really exciting to look at the outside and look in and see that the shape of the building is absolutely amazing. It's fitting into the landscape. It looks comfortable. It looks like it should be here, which is brilliant for patients who want to use it because they won't come into a building that looks a little bit austere or frightening to walk into.
And you come in and no part of this feels clinical in any way, does it? It very much feels like it's going to be a space that is more comforting and is aimed more at support.
Yeah, we have one clinical room, but no, the rest is it's so important to us that the feel is that it's a comfortable, you know, tranquil building.
And why is having something like this so important for the Isle of Man in particular?
Because nothing else exists like this. There is not this facility anywhere on the island. And so, it's so much needed.
Yeah. And how much time and planning has it taken to get to this point that we're at now, where we're actually standing in a physical building?
Absolutely years. Absolutely years. Yeah, we've been building for nearly 2 years, but planning for and getting permissions for probably 2 years before that, and of course fundraising.
How does it feel seeing it all together now?
It's quite emotional, really, to see it all coming together, because we actually never thought that this day would ever come, we never had this facility when we were diagnosed. You know, the help and support wasn't there. And it's important to have it for the patients of the Isle of Man.
And that's the thing, because everything about this building has been designed with patients in mind, with their loved ones in mind, to make sure that this can really be a space that is actually going to provide that help for people who really need it.
Absolutely. It's there for everyone. It's there for the patients. It's there for their families, for anyone who needs that support. Often their families, their partners are left behind, forgotten about, you know, and this facility is there for them as well, for them to be able to come and just sit, have a coffee, get the support that they need as well, because often they need to talk to people, and that's what we're going to be here. They're here for, just for them as well as the patient.
So Derek, then maybe talk me through the building itself. So we're standing in here. How is it going to work for people who are going to be coming in and using this facility?
Well, the idea of the building is that it's see-through. So as a patient and you're walking into an area, if you don't feel like you are ready to talk or ready to get that level of support, you can get out straight away. So the idea is that you look into the building, you can see straight through it. So immediately you're feeling like you're not boxed in. So the idea is as you come in, you'll get information. So up-to-date information from the Macmillan support team. So they'll be there to guide you through really good information. Because one of the things that you do when you come out of a consultation is, and you haven't got anywhere to go, is you go straight on the internet and you'll pick up information that's probably not correct. So having a professional body in here that gives us meaningful information is really, really important. So you'll get that as soon as you walk in the door, and that'll be to one side. However, the building layout is designed such that it curves around. So if you're wanting information, you don't know what's going on in the rest of the building, but you can see through it, through the glass. So again, it's that really welcoming. If you want to go further, you can. If you don't, you just walk out. The middle part is very much a community hub type thing for cancer patients. So there'll be a kitchen in there, a table, comfortable chairs, and that's all about peer support. So groups can go there, particularly men's groups, we're encouraging to sit and talk about male cancers, because they don't. So sit in this space and use the space for that, talking to each other, talking about health and talking about their problems, their issues, their success stories, because cancer is not all about bad news. There's good news out there as well. So sharing that information in the centre of the building is really important, because the vibe will go to the front and to the back. And then where we're standing now is going to be psycho-oncology support from our friends at Minds Matters. And that's for people who are feeling a little bit more than just upset or down. town. It's somewhere they can go and get professional support from professional psycho-oncologists. And that's really important because we've got lots of people walking around the Isle of Man who are not in the right space to go through the cancer treatment. But also, as Karen's just said, the families, a lot of families go through severe depression because their relative, their friend, their partner's got cancer. The partner, you might be okay as a cancer patient, but as a relative, sometimes you're not. So psycho-oncology is really, really important to this centre, and they're tucked where we're standing now. But the beauty of this part of the building is it is part of the building, but isn't part of the building. And again, as a in your head, it's somewhere you can go to feel safe, but you're not in the view of the public or anything. So you can, again, you can escape if you want to. So the idea of the design is very much around what the patient. We've all had cancer. We've all walked down those dark, dank carrot corridors. We know what it's like, and we're trying to put our experience into this building. And hopefully the public will put their experiences into this building as well. So, and that's why it's designed. It's designed around people, not need. So it's people are doing it for us. So, yeah, it's superb.
And Julie, as well, it's one of those things where it's not just the treatment of cancer as such, but it's all of those other things that can come with it that you're hoping to be able to support people with here, things like the debt counselling and all of those sort of other things that might factor into a cancer diagnosis.
So many things. Travel insurance. You know, just because you've had cancer doesn't mean you shouldn't, you know, you should be able to go on your holidays. Travel insurance is a major one. Debt counselling. There's so many, that we hope to be able to do all of that. I really want to do like a chemotherapy workshop for people who are starting off chemo, and don't know anything about it. There's nothing more daunting than turning up there. Okay, they've spoken to you a little bit beforehand, but you also need to know. It'd be nice to meet people and, you know, who have gone through it before and give you tips and different things. So, no, lots of different things and lots of reasons to meet. And of course, you know, many charities, you know, our charity has been going for a very long time, but it hasn't got an office or a building. We're run by volunteers, so it's great. All those table, what we call kitchen tabletop charities, can use the space for their meetings in the evening, and that's going to be great for all the Isle of Man's cancer charities.
And even being able to have a space where you're going to have one of the rooms that we looked around, you're going to have a massive TV in, and you're going to be able to have direct links to places like Clatterbridge in Liverpool, so that people can get that direct, have that direct conversation with the people who are going to be helping them.
That's it. I mean, if you can't meet your oncologist face to face, it's still nice to be able to see him on a big telly and look him in the eyes, you know what I mean, even if it is on a telly. But no, that's the idea. Telemedicine, you know, is going to play a big part in the build. We have a connection with Clatterbridge, and we're looking forward to working with them on it.
And you mentioned the fact that all of this is volunteers, and I think it's important to talk about that. This is a volunteer-based charity. You have fundraised the money for this over years. You are the ones behind these plans, and then also you're going to be the ones running it as well. And the fact that this is all from volunteer-based work and the generosity of the Manx people is pretty astounding, really, isn't it?
The two charities that we are part of, which is Manx Breast Cancer Support Group and Manic Cancers, have raised over £11 million now, and we are totally run by volunteers. When we go with the centre, there will be people being paid to work in here. That has to be. But there will be volunteers, and we'd love to hear from people who'd like to help us.
Is it possible to kind of quantify just how much work has gone into this and how much this has taken up your lives, especially sort of doing the planning, the fundraising, the building?
It's another full-time job. I work full-time, and we all have jobs, you know. But no, it's like having another full-time job. It's seriously a lot more than we ever thought it would be.
And it's been a conversation for so long, standing here in it, being able to look around it, and we're probably looking around, we've got paint on the walls, so we can't be a huge distance away from this being open and operational. Middle of next month. That's so exciting. Yeah. Does it feel surreal standing here?
It won't be open in the middle of next month, but it will be completed inside middle of next month, and maybe we'll have a little bit more of the outside work to do. But no, we are so looking forward to getting to that point and seeing it in its finished state and opening the doors and letting people come in and see what it's all about.
And do you have any idea yet when it might be up and operational, or is it going to sort of just depend on a lot of moving wheels?
We'll have a soft opening early November, and we hope then that we'll be on our way.
So before Christmas, perfect Christmas present.
Yes.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.